Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Thank you, Craig, and we welcome all of you back to our award-winning travel show. Today's B-Block, folks, well, it's going to reconnect us with show friend Chip Rogers for our Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
And we invite you to come travel with Robert and myself in Portugal this July 19th through the 29th for our big Let's Go America Tour Duro River Cruise, or with Rudy on the Danube. That's aboard another AMA Waterways ship, and that cruise is July 21st to the 31st. This family-owned company really believes in touching every aspect of your river cruise experience. You're going to see that when you travel with them, and the level of service they provide really is industry-leading, and they continue to win awards for their product.
Well, that makes them a perfect match with us. And folks, AMA Waterways offers intimate, luxurious adventures that are affordable. They're unlike anything you'll find elsewhere. Go get all the details to book your travel with us this July at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the special July AMA Waterways River Cruise link at the top of the homepage under Hilton, or go to amawaterways.com.
Well, Robert, we were a little surprised when we noticed that Chip Rogers was last on with us nearly a year ago during our March 12th, 2022 live broadcast, but we're going to change that right now.
Yes, we are.
If you're a regular listener, then you may recall that Chip is the CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. If you're a new listener, and we have many, you're going to hear firsthand why we also consider him a show friend as well. Let's get to that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, Chip, nice to have you aboard with us today. Welcome back. As Mary just mentioned, it's hard to believe nearly a year has passed since you last joined us live on air.
It has been far too long, but I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, we will do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen in the future that long. All right, listen, since we're all on the move regularly, we certainly are seeing and experiencing a lot of what is truly happening out there in the travel world, also what's being misreported or underreported. Planes are full, many hotels are hopping, car rental lots have little inventory. Americans are spending on travel, we know that. So now business travel remains off, although everything we're seeing seems to be improving. And that brings me to my question for you, Chip. With all the positive things, you know, we're hearing from many sectors of travel, we are also seeing reports from places like Home Depot and Walmart of weak results, auto payments going past due, home loan payments being missed, but people are continuing to spend on travel regardless. So what's your read of where we are as a country, and do you see this strong demand continuing to percolate?
Well, great question. There's no doubt that certain sectors of the economy are already in recession. And if you're tied to buying goods, particularly those goods in and around your house where people aren't staying in the houses like they did the last few years, you're probably already feeling the economic impact. The flip side of that is because people were cooped up in large part for a couple of years, this travel demand, and especially the leisure travel demand, continues to be very strong. So we're seeing it push all the way through winter into spring, and the summer looks like it's going to be fantastic. And overall, if you look at what is projected for 2023, we're going to be above the 2019 numbers in most of the data that we track.
Okay, so that's good news. That means hotel demand, we're going to have a lot of high occupancy rates. We're definitely seeing that when we travel. That brings me to my question. There's new data out there from the hotel industry showing that the labor problem is still an ongoing, and some have used the word critical, issue for GMs and staff, with housekeeping the number one position that most GMs are trying to fill. That's not new from pandemic, but it's still continuing. We think it's improving just based on personal experience. When we're staying in hotels, we definitely think there's an improvement over last year and the year before, of course. What can you share with our listeners about job openings in hospitality across the board, basically, Chip?
Well, there's a lot of them, no question about it.
Hiring?
You know, it's interestingly, before the pandemic, we had a lot of job openings. This is an industry that for quite some time has had a challenge filling all of the available spots. Mm-hmm. Then the pandemic hit, we went way down, and now we're back up with demand. And the total number of jobs working in a hotel are almost back to where we were in 2019. We're going to end the year a little bit shy of 2019 numbers. Now, the jobs are a little bit different. We don't have as many food and beverage jobs, but clearly there's a huge demand for people to come in and work in our industry and build a career in our industry, because three things have happened. First and foremost, wages are at the highest level ever. So if you're thinking about hotels as a low-wage job, you need to think again. In places like Chicago and Los Angeles and Miami, starting wages are in the mid-$20 per hour. The second thing that has happened is because so many people left the industry during the pandemic, the opportunity to get into the industry and build a career quickly is like it's never been before. I mean, you can go up the ladder very fast right now. And then the third thing is the hotel industry responded, like most other industries, with massive changes in how we work with hotel employees, especially around flexibility, pay, when you're going to get that pay, even things like transportation. So, you know, the benefits of working in a hotel are better, the pay is higher than ever before, and the opportunity is almost historic.
You know, I want to build on that a little bit with you because, you know, when Mary was just referencing the depth issues in hotel personnel, I personally think one of the most noticeable and the biggest challenges for the hospitality sector of travel, and frankly, this goes for other areas of travel as well, for that matter, it's the loss of seasoned employees. You know, as new hiring of employees, it equates to lack of experience, it's lack of instincts, lack of loyalty. It trickles down to lack of service, lack of hospitality. I mean, you know, lack of connecting with travelers. It makes for a more transactional experience out there. At least that's what we are seeing, and we are certainly on the move a lot. Any thoughts on this, Chip?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The one area that the industry has lost quite a bit is in our general managers and our assistant general managers who, you know, had worked through their career to get to a point where they're running the daily operations of some fairly sophisticated businesses. And during the pandemic, they got put back on the front line because there were lack of employees. And so a lot of them just got burned out. There's no question about that. We don't try to hide from that. But we're past that point now, and we're back to where hotels are operating efficiently. And we're up, you know, making the opportunity available for people that want to build those high-paying, flexible job careers to get back into hospitality. And to your point, there are a lot of people out there that haven't been in our industry for a long time, but we're going to get them there. It takes a special person to do exceptionally well in hospitality. There's a lot of those special people out there, and hopefully we're attracting them.
Chip, we were in San Diego last week, and we did actually meet several Europeans, quite a few actually, who were traveling. People from South America were staying in San Diego. And we need international travel to return fully for a really full, robust recovery. We still have pandemic vaccine requirements, as far as I know, on foreign visitors entering the U.S. Is that something that you and the team at AHLA are working with Washington to get pulled back and removed?
Absolutely. It's one of our policy initiatives because we're one of the last remaining countries to be doing this. You combine that with a very strong dollar, and we're not helping ourselves in bringing those international visitors that are so important to our national economy back into the United States and bringing them back quickly. And when you layer on top of that, especially in the West Coast, not so much San Diego, but once you get to San Francisco all the way up to Seattle, a lack of Asian travel has been significantly detrimental to our industry. And so we need to remove the hurdles to get people who want to visit the United States and spend their money. We need to remove those hurdles so that they can get here quickly, efficiently, and in a cost-effective manner. One of the things is joining the rest of the world and getting rid of this vaccine requirement, again, that most of the world has done away with quite some time
ago. Well, we were in Cancun 2 weeks ago, and I tell you, it was a little confusing. We were coming back on American Airlines, and you know, I'm getting all these messages that if I'm not vaccinated, I'm not coming back to America.
And then we realized we're U.S. citizens.
Exactly. It was a little confusing, but you had to really read deep, and I could see why that would be confusing. But, you know, anyway, listen, you know all about the big Let's Go America tour events and live remotes we do that has us regularly out there traveling. But you've also started doing these on-the-road tours in cities across the country. So I want to know, what initiated them? What are they designed to do? And since we do have many listeners, you know, in the industry that tune into this show week after week, you know, how can they maybe participate?
So we're going to be in 18 cities this year, and you can find that on our website at AHLA.com. This started at the end of 2021. We did 4 cities for our on-the-road tour, and it was at that time just an effort to get the industry back at a local level and get it back in person so we can start rebuilding those relationships. I mean, the reality is hospitality is about one-on-one human contact. You guys know you're out there. That's what makes it so special. And so we wanted to get our industry back together at a very local level. We wanted to also make sure we're organizing our industry in a way that we can help protect and promote the industry, even at the city, the county, the state level. And so we did 4 events in 2021. We did 11 events last year, and this year we're doing 18 events. And so it is growing. We're getting normally 200 plus people at these events. And so if you're in the hotel industry or interested about what we're doing, these events are all free. It's on the website. It's a half a day commitment, but I can promise you, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. So again, as you said, just AHLA for anybody who may be interested in participating. As I saw that, and Chip, if I have the numbers correctly, you know, as far as AHLA goes, we have 30,000 some odd members now.
We do. We have an excess of 30,000 members. I mean, we represent the entire hotel industry across the United States. And most hotels that you visit anywhere are going to be AHLA members. We're very proud of that, and we're honored to represent them. among policymakers all across the country.
A lot of people we know that are associated with AHLA. And Chip, we always enjoy having you on the show. So thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We will make sure another year does not pass until we do it again. But we do hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You as well.
Take care. Well, he is busy on the road.
That's true. He is.
Take care, Chip.
Thanks, Chip.
Bye-bye.
All right, as we step aside for some important sponsor messages, now is a good time to go vote in the latest travel polls that we talked about. They're right there on the homepage at rmworldtravel.com. And while we take a break, we are going to patch Rudy back in for the C-Block. Listener emails and the Destination Spotlight are still ahead this hour, plus a busy hour two is also coming up as well, so keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.